Welcome to Spectrum from China America Hit Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their Chinese lifestyle experiences. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Our guest on Spectrum this week is Roger Lin, and Roger comes to us from sort of an interesting background. We're going to talk about something I don't think we've talked about on Spectrum before. It's furniture. And it's not only furniture, but a special kind of furniture. But first, let's meet our guest. His name is Roger Lin, and he just literally flew in from the West Coast. Roger, welcome to China America Radio.
Thanks for having me, Steve. It's great to be here.
Listen, let's get a little background. What is your family background, your family heritage, and how did you come to be kind of where you are now geographically?
Well, Steve, we are originally from Taiwan, and we immigrated from Taiwan when I was 11 years old with my sister. So the four of us started our life in the USA, out in the West Coast, Los Angeles, and we've been there ever since.
Mm-hmm. Does the rest of your family, are they involved in business or education? Where did they go when they got to the States?
Well, we're all in the business. My parents started a seafood import company out in the West Coast, and I've been working in that company since I graduated from college. So the family has been together ever since. It's what you call an entrepreneur story.
What is your educational background? You said college.
Yeah, I went to high school in California and went to UCLA for my undergrad, and I also have an MBA from SC.
Oh, so you've been all over the place.
Yes.
Even competing schools. Tell me a little bit about experience you have, if you can think back to when you were 11 years old and you came to the United States. What was it like for you? Many people don't quite understand that.
It was definitely a culture shock. That first year, going to sixth grade here in the USA, was very tough. Not speaking a single word of English, trying to make new friends, trying to understand how the new culture is, try to fit in. It was quite a shock.
Was your family from Taipei, or were they from one of the outlying areas?
They were from Taipei.
From Taipei, because a lot of people that come here from Taipei have some English, but probably not at age 11.
No, definitely. No English for me and my sister. So.
Okay. All right, let's get into business now. So you've been the family business, the seafood and all of that. You've gone to college. You must have had a couple of first jobs outside the family environment. Did you try some other things?
Done a couple of those. I was planning to be a CPA back then when they were still the Big Six. But changed career after I realized that's not really what I want to do, and jump hit in into the family business. Started working in plants overseas, processing seafood, learning it from the ground up, eventually graduating to be in the office and be able to interact with customers here.
Now, let's fast forward to today, and then we'll fill in all the blanks in between. You are sort of an entrepreneur into bringing a line of furniture to the attention of people in the United States that comes by way of Europe. Let's go back to what was your first inkling that the furniture that we had here for, in this case, your daughter, was not right?
You mentioned that my daughter is the catalyst. When she was about 3 and a half, I see her leaning towards my kitchen table with her feet dangling off the ground and back arching over the tabletop trying to draw a picture. She loves painting and drawing, coloring, and I realize that if she does that on a prolonged basis, something's going to happen. Something is not going to be right. So as a father, I was concerned. I wanted the best for my daughter, like my parents wanted the best for me. I went out on a quest to search for the perfect furniture for my daughter. Little did I know, nothing was available in the U.S. I was surprised. So after additional searches through the internet, I found a company in Germany that's been manufacturing furniture specifically designed for children since the 1920s.
How did you find that company? How did you stumble across that? That would seem like a real holy grail to try to find it. How did you begin the search, and what happened?
Well, the internet is a wonderful thing, Steve, yeah. As you know. When I searched ergonomic furniture, for example, it actually didn't bring me to the company. It brought me to another company in Australia. And through that company, I realized, okay, there's a manufacturer based in Germany. And then I tracked down the manufacturer, made contact with them, and then expressed my interest in purchasing my furniture for my daughter. The response, Steve, was that they did not have any distributor in the USA. So it literally took me 6 months or more getting that furniture for my daughter that first time.
And I would imagine it probably wasn't inexpensive.
Definitely not. As you can expect, German-made furniture, built to last, very high craftsmanship. And we can talk about some of the features. It definitely was not an inexpensive proposal.
Yeah, so you told me about the feet dangling and the head at the wrong angle and all of that. what's the improvement on the new line of furniture now that would be available through your company or from these folks in Germany?
Well, Steve, this leads into the question of good posture. What is good posture? A good posture for children and adults alike requires that the feet to be flat on the ground. Your thigh should be horizontal on the seat cushion, and your back should be flush against the backrest. Children should be able to sit comfortably in this position and do what they're doing. The furniture from Germany allows children from the age of 3 onward to 33 to be able to maintain that posture throughout. And they do that by allowing adjustment of the height of the desk as well as the height of the chairs.
Well, tell me a little bit about the fact that buying children's furniture is something that people hesitate to do because they figure the child's going to grow out of it in no time, and they're going to be buying more and more and more. Did you answer that problem?
And that was exactly the reason that I decided, even though this is not inexpensive, it was the right investment to make. Because rather than having to buy 3 or 4 sets of furniture as my children grows, I could buy one. And it'll last them throughout their lifetime. And what better investment can that be?
Now, can people look at this furniture? Can they see it? Do you have a website? Is there some place where people
can
take a peek at it?
There are two ways currently. Our website is at www.postureandstyle.com.
Okay.
Or they can come to my showroom in California.
Okay. And But the website, we'll put a link on that right here to the China America site so people can find you from there.
Well, that'd be great.
Yeah, okay. Now, your showroom, where is it in L.A.?
It's in Torrance. It's about 30 minutes south of the airport.
Well, we have quite a few listeners in the California area. I mean, all over the state of California, but particularly L.A. and, of course, up in San Francisco area. If somebody wanted to buy something, does it get shipped from California? Or do they get it shipped directly from Germany?
It will get shipped from California. I do have a small warehouse that has the most popular items. Anything that needs to be special order will come in from Germany, too.
Now, you're swinging through New York. You've got some meetings here in the city, and you're going to be going up to the state capitol. Say hi to our tax dollars while you're up there. Any other business? You're thinking about maybe opening a place here in the New York area?
Well, definitely talking with several resellers, and we're in negotiations.
What is the furniture called? What is the name of it? If people wanted to refer to it by name, how would they ask for it?
They would ask for Moll. It's M-O-L-L. The manufacturer in Germany. It's called Moll Young Office Systems. In the States, simply search for the website. It'll give you all the details.
So if somebody goes or Googles Moll Office
Furniture
Systems,
or you do ergonomic children's furniture, you will find the link.
Where are you going to take this? Is this something you're going to throw your whole heart into now from now on, or do you have some other irons in the fire?
Well, this is definitely something I am very, very passionate about. As a parent, I realize... given my children the best I can do is simply a responsibility as a father, and that involves giving her good health by maintaining the good posture throughout from her when she was young. I could give her that gift of health. In addition, one of the theories that I have personally haven't been proven yet is that as long as she can sit comfortably for a longer period of time without fidgeting, she could focus on whatever subject she's studying or working on, and perhaps possibly translate into better grades somewhere down the road.
What a concept. You brought a very nice color book, which unfortunately we are unable to show our friends on radio, but tell us a little bit about how the furniture does what it does. What's the improvement over this and the dangling legs?
Sure. Steve, the key feature on this furniture are the legs that can be easily raised or lowered using a device called a yo-yo. As the picture depicts, even a child can simply pull on a yo-yo and adjust the table to the perfect height that he or she needs.
And is it primarily, would it be good for like a computer table or for other uses? Is it chairs, tables? You've got storage units, all kinds of different things here.
Yeah, it's actually good for any use that you can think of. Reading and writing would be perfect. As we usually don't pay attention, a flat desk is not really ideal for anything you do. Reading and writing, studies have shown that a 16-degree angle would be perfect for that position. So the desk not only allows you to raise and lower, it also adjusts the desktop. It looks very much like a draftsman's table, allows the children to adjust the desktop.
So it'd be great for children that enjoy drawing or something like that.
That's correct, as well as reading.
Okay. Let's go to the computer aspect of this. Tried putting a computer on a slanted table? How do you deal with that? Is there like a special unit that handles a computer?
Yeah,
issue?
There are two things that the furniture company does. There's actually a specially designed table also has the adjustment function that's built for your traditional computer equipments. But if you are purchasing one of the tiltable desktop, you can also add an extension to the rear of the table. It allows you to position the device in the back as well.
Something I was thinking about was asking you if there are more than one child in a family, if they can each have their own set of settings and take turns at the space, and if the family can't afford to have a set of furniture for each child, is there maybe one workstation that they could share?
That's a great question. Steve, I have three kids. And that's the situation I'm running into. The answer is yes, definitely. Because the chair and tables are so easy to adjust, any child that comes along can easily adjust back to the setting that he or she needs. In addition to that, the color changes at will. So let's say my daughter likes pink right now and she outgrows it, or my son takes over the desk when she does something else with it. They can easily change it to whatever color you would like. The manufacturer provides 7 colors already when you purchase the desk.
Mm-hmm. And how old are your children now?
My children are 6, 2, and 1.
6, 2, and 1. Okay. Well, you're going to have that desk around for quite a while, it looks like.
Yes.
Okay. What are your plans for the future after this? We've talked about the fact you're going to try to stick with this for a while. You're passionate about it. Do you have some other goals in mind beyond this point? Do you think this will lead you to something else?
I believe in seizing the opportunity. When I saw this opportunity, this is about a year and a half ago, I seized it. I want to run with it. Who knows? This may lead to other things that I have not even anticipated.
Well, it's been great having you come by here. As again, you've broken the ice. We've not talked about furniture on the show yet at all. But I wish you well. This is an exciting concept. It's like in coming up with something. And I don't know why. I sometimes sit around and wonder why nobody in the United States thought of putting on a Chinese internet radio station. At the same time, I wonder why nobody decided to go looking for ergonomic furniture for their children so they don't suffer from bad backs and bad feet and bad attention spans instead of taking medication for everything.
I agree with you, Steve. I'll leave you one stat that you may find interesting. 8 out of 10 adults in the USA experience back pain sometimes during their lifetime. 1 out of 5 children in the USA experience back pain sometimes during their childhood. And only 1 out of 3 children have good posture. When you combine these three numbers together, it's not hard to realize that if we provide our children the necessary tools to maintain good posture at a young age, we may save a lot of the troubles later on in their lives.
And a lot of medical bills along the way, I would presume.
There you go.
Our guest is Roger Lin. He is here to talk to us about a wonderful new line of children's furniture that's very ergonomic and will be designed for them to grow with. It will be adjustable. Thanks for stopping by the studios. I know you're on the way in and out and then back to the West Coast. Look forward to stopping in your showroom here in New York someday when you have your grand opening.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
Okay, thank you.
Join us every weekend for Spectrum on China America Hit Radio, a weekly public service program that features news, information, and stories about China, our Chinese communities, and people with stories to tell about their Chinese lifestyle experiences. If you have some ideas for future topics and guests to be featured on Spectrum, we'd appreciate your suggestions. Email us at news@ChinaAmericaHitRadio.com. Then listen every Sunday for Spectrum at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern Time, exclusively on China America Hit Radio.